House pulls veterans benefits bill after 210 to 211 procedural vote. House Republican leaders pulled a sweeping veterans benefits bill from the floor Thursday before a final vote after a 210 to 211 procedural vote exposed sharp disagreement over how the package would pay for expanded benefits. H.R. 9237, the Take Care of America's Veterans Act, was not passed or defeated. The House clerk's record shows that a motion to recommit the bill failed by one vote shortly before leaders postponed further action. The Hill reported that leadership then canceled the planned final vote. House South Texas representatives voted. Representative Vicente Gonzalez, the Democrat whose 34th congressional district includes Brownsville, voted yeah on the motion to recommit. Representative Monica de la Cruz, the Republican whose 15th congressional district includes McAllen, voted nay. Those were votes on the procedural motion, not on final passage of the veterans package. The motion was supported by 207 Democrats and 3 Republicans and opposed by 210 Republicans and 1 independent, according to the House clerk. The Hill reported that the motion sought to return the bill to committee and create an opportunity to remove disputed provisions involving future disability compensation and certain Department of Veterans Affairs home loan fees. After the motion failed, leaders did not proceed to a final vote on H.R. 9237. What the bill would do. The package combines more than 60 veterans-related proposals covering health care, disability compensation, caregiver and survivor support, mental health services, education, and the administration of the Department of Veterans Affairs. Its most prominent provision is the Major Richard Starr Act. That measure would allow eligible combat-injured service members who are medically retired before completing 20 years to receive military retired pay and VA disability compensation concurrently. Under current law, many affected veterans have part of their retirement pay offset by disability compensation. The House Veterans Affairs Committee and supporting organizations, including the American Legion and Wounded Warrior Project, have argued that the larger package offers the most viable route to enact the STAR Act and dozens of other bipartisan proposals. Why veterans groups are divided. The central dispute involves language directing the VA to revise future disability ratings for tinnitus and sleep apnea. The Veterans of Foreign Wars says existing ratings would remain protected, but some future claimants with service-connected conditions could receive less compensation than they would under the current schedule. The VFW supports the Major Richard Starr Act and several other parts of H.R. 9237 but opposes using reductions in future disability compensation to offset the cost of new benefits. Democratic opponents have raised the same concern. Supporters counter that the VA previously proposed similar rating changes through the regulatory process and that the legislation would keep resulting savings within veterans programs instead of allowing the money to return to the Treasury. The American Legion has urged Congress to approve the package on that basis. The disagreement left House leaders without a clear path to final passage Thursday. Because no final vote occurred, the bill could return later in its current form, be revised, or remain stalled. Any future action would require another House vote, and the Senate would also have to approve legislation before it could be sent to the President. Sources The Hill. House GOP pulls military benefits bill that has divided veterans groups, July 16, 2026 Office of the Clerk, U.S. House of Representatives, Roll Call 249, July 16, 2026 House Rules Committee, H.R. 9237 Legislative Record, and Bill Text House Veterans Affairs Committee. Take Care of America's Veterans Act Overview Veterans of Foreign Wars, H.R. 9237 Action Alert. July 15, 2026.